In Psalm 18, verse 1 to 3, it says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. In previous messages, we've learned that, or in previous teachings, we've learned that when we delight ourselves in the Lord, from the monthly thing, delighting ourselves in the Lord, Psalm 37, verse 4, He grants us our heart's desire, and the Lord now also delights in us. When we delight in the Lord, He delights in us, and His delight is made manifest through His works in our lives. His works in our lives. And last week, we looked at the Lord being a fortress. The Lord being a fortress in the life of the music servant. Today, we are looking at the Lord being a high tower in the life of a music servant. What is a tower? It's a narrow, tall building. And these buildings were made and are still used. They were used in previous times, and they are still used during war for both defensive and offensive purposes. And I believe in our previous teaching, when we learned that the music servant is constantly in a war. In a war, there's no middle ground. Once you stay with Christ and you choose to serve Jesus Christ through music, you are at war with the enemy, as we know from Ephesians chapter 6. And it is important to constantly know that you are coming from this position of being in a war, or constantly being in a battle with the enemy. So it's important to have the Lord as your fortress, and it's important today as we're studying to know the Lord our God as our high tower. Our high tower. A tower provides observatory advantages and launching advantages. When you are up a high tower, you are able to see far. And you are able to wage better war against the enemy. Our lesson, our first lesson today, God is the strong tower from the enemy. As we see this in Psalm 61, verse 3. For thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. A strong tower from the enemy. We know from Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10, we see that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and is safe. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Strong towers do not crumble during wars. There are weak towers. Our Lord is a strong tower. The music servant in the kingdom of God has a strong tower, the Lord of hosts. And strong towers do not crumble during wars. They stand the test of time. No matter what you throw against a strong tower, it will stand. You have total security when you have God as your strong tower. When you have God as your tower, you are secure because He is a strong tower. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is not a weak tower. He's a tower whether it's summer, whether it's winter, whether it's rainy season, it's dry season, it's Hamatan. This strong tower, a sure foundation, a sure tower, strong. He will never, never, never crumble. This is who we have as our strong tower. God Almighty.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's our strong tower. Say after me, the Lord strong and mighty is my strong tower.
The Lord strong and mighty is my strong tower.
Lesson two. God is the high tower of the music servant. He's not just a strong tower, but he's the high tower. He's not just the strong tower, but he's the high tower. Psalm 144, verse 1 to 2. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. He prepares me for battle. Yes. Verse 2. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. The higher the tower, the further you can see. The higher the tower, the further you can see. Our God, the Most High God, is the highest tower. He's the strongest tower, and he's the highest tower. Our God is the strongest tower, and he's the highest tower. And the higher the tower, the further you can see. So with our God, you can see the future. There are so many things he's told us about the future, and he constantly reveals to us concerning the future. And so we need not be afraid. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The higher the tower, the further you can launch your weapons. The higher the tower, the further you can launch your ballistic missiles. The higher the tower, the higher the tower. The higher the tower, the more devastating it is for our enemies. Because we have a high tower. When we launch weapons, they go further than any weapon could ever go. The higher the tower, the more devastating it is for the enemy. May the enemy and every enemy in your life be devastated because of your high tower in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because the Lord is your high tower, let every enemy be detected.
Jesus
and be
name.
Devastated.
Amen.
Because of your high tower, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, let every enemy be detected wherever they are. Let them be seen wherever they are.
Amen.
And let them be devastated in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because of our high tower. Our last lesson today, you must pull down every wrong tower. We know from Genesis 11 verse 4 about the Tower of Babel. And these people said that, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto the heavens. And let us make us a name. And let us, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. So they had this vision of making sure that they were projecting themselves. Any tower that seeks to project yourself, you must bring it down today.
Amen.
You must bring it down. I pray that the Lord grant you revelation of any situation in which you are projecting yourself. Say after me, I must bring it down. Say, let it come down.
Let it come
and let the tower of the Lord be exalted.
And let the tower of the Lord
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Wherever you sing or you play, ministering to the Lord's people, may every tower of the enemy be brought down.
Amen.
And let the name of the Lord, which is a strong tower, be lifted up.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
In your life, every tower of Babel, let it be brought down.
Amen.
Every tower of disobedience, let it be brought down.
Amen.
Every tower of rebellion, let it be brought down.
Amen.
Every tower that rises against the knowledge of God in your life, let it be brought down.
Amen.
Every wrong tower in your ministry, let it be
Jesus
brought down.
Amen.
Every wrong tower in your family, let it be brought down.
Amen.
And let the name of the Lord, which is our strong tower, be lifted up.
Amen.
And be hoisted up. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Abraham, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 10, Abraham looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Let the Lord
be your tower. Let the Lord be your strong tower, and let the Lord be your high tower. Begin to lift up your voice and begin to pray that, Lord, today I call upon you. Be my high tower and be my strong tower in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. As you were a strong tower for David, Lord, today be my high tower and be my strong tower in the mighty name of Jesus. Be my high tower and be my strong tower in every situation, in every seat, every season, in every season, in every situation, throughout my life and throughout my ministry. Be a high tower and be a strong tower in the mighty name of Jesus. Be my high tower and be my strong tower in the mighty name of Jesus. This place where I work, be my high tower and be my strong tower in the mighty name of Jesus. In my family, be my high tower and be my strong tower in the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever I go, be my high tower and be my strong tower in the mighty name of Jesus. Because of you, I will never be moved. I will never be moved. Because of you, every enemy that comes against me is exposed in the mighty name of Jesus. They are seen wherever they are hiding. They are exposed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them be devastated by the launching of your power against them now. From your high tower, you be my high tower. Launch, Lord, launch weapons, arsenals against every enemy of this ministry, against every enemy of my life, against every enemy of my purpose, against every enemy of my prosperity, against every enemy of my health, against every enemy of my ministry, against every enemy of my progress, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hold not back, Lord. Do not hold back, Lord. This midday, I lift up my voice. I rise my high tower. I rise my strong tower. I rise my high tower. I rise my strong tower. I rise, I rise, I rise, I rise, I rise, I rise. And let every enemy hiding wherever they are, let them be exposed right now. Let them flee right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, my high tower, my strong tower, my high tower, my strong tower, in the mighty name of Jesus. Raba boshebe keberebe aba. Rama maya dodorodorobozebe. That sickness will not come against me no more, because I am on this high tower. The Lord strong and mighty. The name of the Lord. The name of the Lord. Crush every illness. Crush every infirmity in my body. Today, this Friday, this glorious Friday, let the glory of the Lord be revealed in my life, be revealed in my health. Now, in the name of Jesus, as the Lord is my high tower and my strong tower, I need not run away. I need not flee. I can stand in the face of the enemy, because the Lord is my high tower and my strong tower. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up your voice and begin to praise the Lord wherever you are. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Lift up your hands and wave unto the Lord. Praise Him because He is your high tower. Praise Him because He's your strong tower. Let the name of the Lord be praised this Friday in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the name of the Lord be praised and be lifted up this day. glorious Friday. Every day this weekend is blessed.
Amen.
You are covered by the blood of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Today, as we've learned that the Lord is our high tower and our strong tower, let your life be full of the glory of the Lord manifesting in victories over the enemy.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anything that you lost early on, you gain them back.
Amen.
Through victory.
Amen.
In the battle with the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, be your strong tower, your high tower. Let the glory of the Lord be revealed in your life and your
Amen.
Ministry. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are blessed on
Amen.
Every side.
Amen.
Because of you, your family is blessed.
Amen.
Because of you, wherever you fellowship or wherever you serve, blessed in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are blessed everywhere you go.
Amen.
Even as you make time to meet with the Lord this glorious Friday. Thank you, Lord, for your love. In Jesus' mighty name, have we prayed.